Things a little bit more sunny for the Elyria School District. That's because last night the board has selected their new superintendent, and we have him on the line this morning. It is the current principal at Elyria High, Tom Jama. Tom, thanks for sharing a bit of your morning. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bruce. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to our conversation.
Well, it's kind of an interesting path or this is taken. I mean, you have the duties as the principal, and then Superintendent Paul Rigda announces he's going to be retired, and so then the search begins. And then there's an initial process where your name is sort of on the list, and then it kind of gets dropped. Two people come in from out of the county that are the candidates, and then sort of one by one they fall, and then you've risen, I guess, to become the superintendent. What's the emotion that goes behind that from the start to where it is right now?
Well, Bruce, I could say this from the very beginning till the end. I've always loved this community. I've always loved the kids that I serve each and every day. And I'm just a strong believer that things will always work out in the end the way they're supposed to work out. Initially, when my name was removed from the list, it was disheartening. As any person would be hurt, and you try to look within yourself and say, what could I have done better? What did I not do correctly to move on to the next round? And then as the process went, I was completely humbled by the way the community rallied in support of me. And, you know, it's something I'm very proud of. You know, I think the community understands and the parents understand that I go to work every single day to do what is best for their kids. And I sincerely mean that with all my heart. I pour my heart and soul into the job every day. And my biggest obligation is to make sure that I'm doing right by the kids in the school district. And I've been fortunate enough to work with the staff, both at the instructional level, administrative level, and at the custodial level and maintenance level to assist me in that process. And we created a strong team, which, again, focuses on student success and just being able to build upon that. But the support from the community, the support from the staff, it absolutely overwhelmed me and made me humble and made me even stronger. I always say difficulty makes you stronger. There is no doubt in my mind that the last 2 months or so have made me a stronger person.
Well, now you have a story to tell the students about perseverance, in a sense.
At 100%, absolutely. Don't ever give up on your dreams, and don't ever give up on your goals. And sometimes in the end they work out, and fortunately this one worked out last night.
Well, in what you're talking about there, you realize the community, the backing of that, and you know, as the principal of the school and what the school's gone through, yeah, with levies and building a new school, and that you realize the importance of the community, and you know how passionate the community of Elyria Schools really is.
Yes, absolutely. One thing I am so proud of, and people ask me all the time, talk to me about your community with my friends and colleagues from all over the county and even my closest friends in other states and colleges. I've always, always addressed the issue that the city of Elyria loves its schools, it loves its kids, and it does what it has to take care of them, whether it's passing issues to build a new high school or whether it's putting an issue on the ballot to maintain the funding or if it's we need support to help build something, people show up. It's just a community that cares and strongly comes together to do what's in the best interest of its students.
Well, now you've had one day to think about, okay, now I've got this responsibility on my shoulders. What is the process now moving forward between in the transitional area?
Absolutely. First of all, I couldn't be more fortunate to be partnered up with a man who I respect more than anyone could ever imagine. You know, I consider Paul Rigda not only my boss, not only an incredible leader, but a super, super, super close friend and confidant. I said at the board meeting last night, I have the privilege of working under the Urban Meyer of superintendents. And I mean that with all my heart. Not every person going into a new position was mentored by the best and gets to work with the best until he actually takes over the position. And fortunately, I'm lucky to be that person who gets to work with him. We'll be pulling together here very shortly. One of our biggest and immediate goals is going to have to be, obviously, to fill the principal's vacancy at Elyria High School, and that's something that we're going to take very seriously. It's going to be probably one of the biggest decisions that I make as a new superintendent, regardless of how long I'm on the job. Naming the new high school principal, is going to be a huge undertaking. But again, I truly believe in getting the support from Paul and working closely with him and gathering all kinds of information. We will fill that position with the best person possible because that staff at O'Leary High School and those students deserve nothing but the best.
Now, being the principal of the high school, you kind of see all of the residual of all the elementaries and other middle schools that come into your school. Now you're going to have to oversee that. What things do you see countywide within the or in the district, rather, that you want to tackle or look at?
Absolutely. First thing I want to do is get to know everybody. I'm familiar with many people in the district, but I want to become very familiar with the staff and the community parents at each grade level. I was fortunate enough to come through the system as a middle school principal, elementary school principal, and now the high school principal. And I've been exposed to three areas, both elementary, middle, and high school, to meet a vast variety of people. But my goal is going to be, in the beginning, again, to look for the high school principal, but then to meet, talk, and hear. I'm a big believer in trying to figure out what's actually going on out there. What are some people's concerns? And what are people saying that's working great to build upon those as well? I want to be very visible. I want to be a common sight in the different schools and seeing kids be successful and working with staff members, as well as being very visible in the community. We have an incredible school system with an incredible staff who pulls together. And this is something that you're blessed with, whereby you have a staff that truly cares about the kids and works with any issues they may have and set those issues aside or puts a plan in place to meet those issues so they do have academic success, but more importantly have success as they move on in their educational career and once they graduate from the high school.
Now, you've had quite a career in education. You taught, you've been principal at different places. You even were a superintendent in Clearview for a while. What did you learn from that sort of dabble into the superintendent's role that you can apply now towards the Elyria district?
Absolutely. During my one-year stint in the Clearview schools, and I need to throw a kudos out to the Clearview schools, it's an incredible district. I loved my time at Clearview. I loved being the high school principal at Clearview. My year as superintendent was a very big learning experience. I had the opportunity to work with multiple board members and work together as a team. At that point, the district was in need of some permanent improvements. So we worked together to get a levy passed for a permanent improvement issue, as well as passing a renewal issue to keep up the operating funds. And again, I just strongly believe if you build that community support, I think that's the biggest thing that I'm going to carry into this job. It's important to make sure that you're transparent, open, and willing to work with the public. And if they believe you and they trust you, they will support you again 100%. It's that both give and take. And I don't believe you can be a successful leader or a successful superintendent or a successful principal without surrounding yourself with great people and having those people trust you.
Well, as your door is probably open now, open for the community to come in.
It absolutely is, and that's something that I will make sure occurs as well, and the community knows as a principal and as a superintendent previously, I do have a policy, and I think people will tell you that my door is always open. If it's shut, there's usually something serious going on, or I'm dealing with a situation that is very private. But 9 times out of 10, my door is open. I encourage people to come in and see me. That's where I gain my strength, and that's where I gain my wisdom, is by hearing other people talk, just give me ideas, and just having that open dialogue at the spur of the moment. Not that planned meeting, but when they just stop in and you have that general discussion, both back and forth.
Well, I bet this final year with the graduation will be kind of a bit of emotional for you, for that senior class that you've kind of, you know, mentored in a sense. And
absolutely. I had the opportunity yesterday talking about being emotional a lot. When I went to the board meeting last night, my wife and I were talking, and she said, "Are you nervous?" And I said, "Yes, I'm nervous, absolutely. If I wasn't nervous, I don't think I would be human." I said, "But I'm more nervous about going back to the school once the decision was made at the board meeting to talk to my staff about what's going to be occurring, because I truly believe that when you're a principal of a school, you build a strong relationship with your team. And I don't consider it a school. We consider ourselves a family at O'Leary High School. We're a work family. I always address it as an EHS work family. And that emotional piece was tough last night talking to the staff and explaining to them that I was leaving. You know, it's like, you know, it's both ways, losing a family member and somebody moving on. And but I assured them that we would find the best, absolute best candidate for principal, that I'm only, 2 miles away down the road, and I would be a frequent visitor just to see how things are going. And again, I think they realize my door is always open, and if they need to see me, that's not an issue.
And the fact that with Superintendent Rigda and yourself as well, sort of still in the area, there's the smooth transition looks like it'll can't do anything really but that, I think.
Absolutely. You know, I think, and I look so forward to working with the board and Board President Catherine Karpus. And, you know, it was said last night at the meeting, we had a meeting on Monday night, discussed everything with reference to the superintendency. And I could tell you, there is no doubt in my mind, not one doubt, that the board is going to be there to work as a team with me. And I guaranteed and gave the board an assurance that I was willing to work with them as a team. And when I left that meeting Monday night, I felt absolutely fantastic that a strong, positive relationship was built between the board and myself, with only great and wonderful things to come for this city. I think we're all on the same page, and that's doing what's best for kids and making sure Elyria shines.
We wish you success in your new position, Tom Jama, the new superintendent for the Elyria City Schools. Thanks for sharing a bit of your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And again, thank you to the city of Elyria, and thank you to everybody for affording me this opportunity. I promise that I will do my best each and every day to serve the students.